Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning edition of devotion, encouragement, and prayer. This morning kind of continues. You may recognize the topic as I'm continuing through the Here Am I devotional journal. But today's topic is on being called to be holy. And if you watched yesterday, the focus was on called to holiness. And two reasons that these are back to back. One, I believe the topic, the subject of holiness and being holy is such a critical and an important part of our life in Christ that it was worth 2 days. But also I believe there's a fine difference. And holiness that I talked about yesterday had a lot to do with our actions being set apart for God's use, that the things that we do in our occupation, the things that we do in our recreation, the things that we do in life, doing them in a way that they're used by God. And the way that that happens, the way that that becomes effective, comes through today's subject topic of being holy. Not just our doing, not just our actions, but who we are. And being set apart by God as our identity, as a mark of who we are in Christ. And so when I talk about that and ended up writing two different chapters, it was kind of with that in mind, that our actions ought to flow out of who we are. And some of us are good at doing what we think is appropriate in whatever given setting or situation we're in. Others of us are not so good at that. But regardless of how well we do at putting on a front, how well we do at sort of cleaning up when the situation calls for it, eventually, Jesus talked about it, it's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. And I think the same can be true of our actions, that it's out of the overflow of the heart that we act, that we do, that we respond to people. And so, challenging myself and challenging each one of us to a life of holiness, to actions which are set apart for God's use, well, that becomes a very difficult task if what's in our heart, if what is the core of who we are, has not been set apart for God's use. And so today, as we consider being holy, we recognize that that's only possible by the blood of Jesus. God has bought us back so that we can be His, that we can be set apart for His use. When Paul writes, he talks about the idea that some instruments are useful for noble purposes. But he talks also about the idea that we ought to cleanse ourselves or to be cleansed so that we would be ready and useful to our master. And that's what God does as He washes us in the blood of Jesus. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He creates a vessel that can be used by Him, that can be set apart for His exclusive use. So as we live with our actions of holiness, make sure they're coming from a heart, from a life that's devoted to God. That your actions of holiness are not just a facade that you believe the church people want to see. It's not just a facade that you believe God wants to see. But your actions of holiness are a natural outpouring of a life that's devoted to God. You see, as we live life today, we're going to interact probably with someone. And whether that's on social media, whether that's through a phone call, whether it's in person. And what pours out of us towards them is going to be determined by what's inside. And when we begin each day saying, my life, who I am, is devoted to God, then we set the stage for an outpouring of things that are from God, of things that are godly, of things that represent His holiness. See, as we go through these times that are very much different than what we've been accustomed to in previous years, something's coming out of us that our family can see, that our coworkers can see, that even strangers on social media can see. I love the story that circulates on social media periodically. But it asks the question, if you have a mug full of coffee and somebody bumps you, what spills out? Well, coffee, because that's what's inside the cup. If the cup was empty, nothing would spill out. If the cup was full of Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper would spill out. And when somebody bumps us in life, whether it's a physical bump or an emotional bump or whatever, what spills out? Is it holiness? Because we are holy inside, devoted to God? Is it anger because we're filled with anger? Is it any part of the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Is that what spills out because that's what's inside? Is it hurt? Is it bitterness? Is it sorrow? Is it some mixture of all of that for most of us, I would guess? You see, we have all of that at various times in our life. But if our identity is in being holy, being set apart for God's use, all of those pieces, even the sadness, even the anger, can be expressed in ways that God will and can use. When what's inside is filtered through God's love for us, if what's inside is filtered through God's love for those around us, when I think about a mug full of coffee, I think about a lot of creamer and even a good helping of ice cream in it. But I enjoy it because it's filtered. Years ago, I would take overnight canoe trips with a group of guys, and we would have what we would call river coffee. And you just throw a handful of coffee grounds in a pot and boil it. And you'd have to sip it very carefully, because even as you skim the good coffee off the top and hopefully most of the grounds settled to the bottom, there were always coffee grounds in the coffee. It wasn't filtered. It was just straight up. And because there was no filter, you often got things you didn't want. And I believe that same thing is true in our life. that being holy and living in God's holiness ought to be that filter that keeps the crud, the sediment, the grounds from spilling out into the public arena. You see, when God says to be holy just as He is holy, I believe He's talking about our identity. And when we learn to be holy as our identity, be set apart for God's use as who we are, then the actions of holiness, the actions that represent Jesus, become a natural outflow of that inner part of us. And when it's filtered through God's holiness, it's then that we begin to influence the world in a way that is desirable. So today as we pray, I would ask you to consider, are you doing actions that would be considered holy because you've chosen to be holy? You see, God's mercy, His grace, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's His work that has made us holy. But it doesn't leave us off the hook. We still choose every day whether we will continue to walk in that state of being holy, that state of being set apart for God's use, or whether we'll choose to walk in a state of selfishness. So consider how your life is lived. Consider what spills out of you when you're bumped today. And ask God that it would be items of holiness, items of His Spirit, items that would be good and beneficial to those around you. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank You that You are a God that has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. That when You call us to be holy, it's possible because You make it possible. Father, may we be filled with Your Word and Your Spirit so that our decision, our choice to walk in holiness would be an easy one to make each day. And Father, as we choose to be holy, to be set apart for your exclusive use, may that form the things that flow out of us and spill out of us when we're bumped today. Oh, Father, this world has a way of bumping us often. May it be Your goodness, Your peace, Your mercy, Your love that spills out, knowing that You replenish everything that is spilled. Father, today I continue to pray that You would wipe this virus from the face of the earth. I pray that the lessons that we have been learning through these current times will be long-lasting and fruitful in the way it bears souls, in the way it bears goodness, in the way it bears holiness in our life and in the lives of those that You impact through us. Oh, Father, today I pray that You would watch over those who are struggling fiercely. Some are struggling financially. The income has changed from what it was, and they're not sure if there's enough to get through today. Many others are struggling emotionally. The social distancing has gotten to them, and the lack of physical interaction with friends and family and even coworkers and church families is wearing them down. Some are struggling spiritually. They've been crying out to you and the answers aren't what they expect. Some are blaming you and some are wondering why you haven't done anything. They're struggling to understand. And Father, today in our struggles, may we be holy. May we choose to be set apart for your use, even in the midst of our struggles, even in the midst of our doubts, even in the midst of our questions. And may we find peace as we surrender to you fully. Father, today as we go through life, help us to be the representative of Jesus that He has called us to be. Help us to look to Him for our direction, our purpose. May we constantly be observant to how He would have us to speak and act and listen. Father, I pray that our interactions with others, whether it's within our own family, whether it's within our social media conversations and postings and likings and sharings and everything else that goes with that, whether it's in our phone calls, our email messages, whatever that interaction looks like today, may we pause in the midst of it and ask you if what we're doing and what we're about to do is something that honors Jesus. Father, I continually pray for those who are looking after our well-being in our medical facilities, on our streets, and our public safety roles. Father, thank you for putting within people the desire to serve and for their obedience to use the gifting and talents that you've given them. May they honor you as the source of all that they have and all that they're able to do. Father, for those researching the COVID-19 and other illnesses and diseases, may they look to you when they're stumped. When they reach that dead end, may they not only seek you and wisdom that you can give, but may they give you the credit and honor. May they recognize you as the source of all good things. Father, today as we go about life, may we not just do acts of holiness, may we not just do acts of goodness and kindness, as a front, as a facade, but may all of those things come out of who we are because we are yours. May the love that you've filled us with because of Jesus be evident to all. Father, today I pray that we would seek to lift up Jesus and glorify Him in everything we do. And Father, help us to listen more intently to you, to spend time with you deliberately listening through your word and through your spirit, And may those times help us and train us and prepare us to be better listeners to one another. Father, today may we be bold and courageous. And sometimes, Father, that bold and courageous spirit requires that we speak out. Sometimes, Father, we're pretty good at doing that on our own, and the bold and courageous spirit is actually calling us and requiring us to be silent and to listen. And so, Father, give us wisdom. And give us the courage to use the wisdom that you have promised to supply generously. Father, may we be holy. May we be set apart for your use today. May we lift up Jesus, that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Monday morning edition of Devotion, Encouragement, and Prayer Time. I do pray that today you would be richly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Thank you, and have a great day.